Chapter 1. Don't wait for an emergency to plan. Bernice Johnson Reagan said, "Life's challenges are not supposed to paralyze you. They're supposed to help you discover who you are." Are you ready for the surprise phone call? Imagine actually getting that call. A neighbor has just found your father on the kitchen floor, unable to get up. He's been lying there since early morning when he went to make breakfast. It's now 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Heartbroken, you think of him lying there all alone for so long with no way to call for help. You jump in the car and rush to meet the ambulance at the hospital, not knowing what you might find. Difficult to think straight, you may even feel a little guilty that you didn't do more to somehow prevent this from happening. Totally unprepared for what's about to unfold, you still wonder why you didn't see it coming. After reviewing your father's condition, the doctor tells you, "He's very confused, weak, and dehydrated, but he'll be okay. However, he cannot go back home to live alone." You've had nightmares about this moment, hearing those words, and yet you've done nothing to prepare for it. Your father is not dying. He's aging. You have just become a caregiver overnight. An emergency is often the most common doorway through which most of us enter the caregiving journey. If you waited for an emergency to happen and found yourself overwhelmed by the prospect, not knowing what to expect, you are not alone. But you can change everything from this point forward by planning in advance. Where would your father go if he could no longer live alone? Although the specifics of each situation are different, from a fall to a heart attack, most of us wait for an emergency to act. This unexpected event is a wake-up call to the beginning stages of a loved one's decline. However, no matter what the circumstances, we all tend to react in surprise, as if this day was never going to actually come. It boils down to the important question of where your parents will go to live, not if, but when they can no longer live by themselves. In an emergency, you may have only 2 to 3 days to plan before they're released from the hospital. However, this is not the only question that needs to be answered. Caregiving is a commitment that can rock your world if you don't create a comprehensive plan. Take it from me. Unfortunately, many of us find ourselves planning for long-term care in the emergency room, making snap decisions that may not work. Let's get started. Do you know the answers to these 5 questions? Do you know where your parents' financial information is? Do you know what their wishes are? Do you have legal authority to act on their behalf? Do you know how you will pay for their care? What kind of insurance policies do they have? So why do we wait for an emergency to plan? A Harvard study found that the number one reason why people don't plan in advance is denial. Denial is the first stage of grief when someone dies. But when a loved one doesn't die, but rather declines over time, denial can permeate every stage of their care, impeding you from giving them the assistance they need and deserve along the way. It's a coping mechanism we use to deal with a loss we cannot emotionally accept. We all do it. Denial can become an existential threat to a loved one's safety and quality of life if not dealt with effectively. It creates inaction and can stop families from preventing unnecessary crises from happening over and over. It can also keep your life in turmoil, not knowing what to expect and never being prepared for what happens during the process of decline. A fact-based approach is essential and requires consistent objectivity. But how do you maintain objectivity throughout such a challenging and highly emotional time? The intricacies of this question are what this book is all about. In fact, it's for this specific reason that I created a system of checks and balances that you can put in place ahead of time for navigating the important decisions to help deal with the emotional impact that can potentially interfere with the process. Don't let caregiving become the long emergency. I call caregiving the long emergency because many of us go from one emergency to another throughout every stage of care without a plan. Instead, we play whack-a-mole with our loved one's care, catching our breath in between crises and hoping somehow to magically elude future events. That's why caregivers not only need a reality check, but a system of reality checks to keep themselves from lapsing into denial. In fact, the Love Care system is specifically designed to keep you from doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. Sound familiar? The initial emergency often sets up a chain reaction of crisis management that continues if you don't come to terms with what this challenge means for your life and what it will require. Whether you are remote, estranged, have a busy life, or even a good relationship, caregiving a loved one is a crossroads where you must prioritize what's really important.